Okay, all right, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this young man that actually joined me in studio is none other. He's a let's say started with gospel music, influenced by Kirk Franklin. You know what? I've actually got something to tell you about Kirk Franklin, hold on to that. Also, Timeless Rhythm with Bob Marley's got some influence there as well. But also, it's an R&B pop singer, rock, a little bit of rock in there as well. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, all the way from Cape Town, and was honored with Notable Artist Award in 2023.
Thank you.
Singer of the Year 2023.
Thank you.
It is none other than Jason Benson. Jason, welcome to the show, man. How's it going?
Ah, we are good, sir. We are good. Thank you for that introduction. I feel like I've just stepped in a boxing ring. Though.
Yeah, no.
But
we
that's
got
the way to do it.
Yeah. Weighing in 339 pounds.
Oh, yes.
Heavyweight
oh, yes.
champion of the world. Man, how are you? One, first of all, how are you? Spiritually, physically, mentally, how's things?
Oh, that's a great question. Thank you. I think all in all, I have to say I'm good because I am here right now. You know, I'm breathing. So
that's a great thing.
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, man. Okay, tell me quickly. It's the influence. It started in the church, obviously, with
of
gospel.
Course.
Tell me quickly. It's still going to church with
yes.
some and you know,
yes.
Do some music there for them.
Yeah, I play in the church band to this day still. You know, it's again, like you, I enjoyed your question because you said, how are you doing mentally, physically, and spiritually? You know, we are more than one type of
yes.
person. So we need to keep healthy in all the levels.
Okay, so Kirk Franklin, the music, obviously.
Yeah.
Drew you close.
Yeah,
and
he's a genius.
You know, there was a rumor back in a couple of years back that he was not such a he was a very, very naughty man.
Yeah, that was actually true. Those rumors were true, and I know there was a situation with his son as
yeah.
well,
mm.
Where he kind of exploded on his son, but I think. You can't really judge people at the end of the day.
No.
More context to these stories than we know.
Look, I tend to say, who am I to judge you? Because at the end of the day, I'm going to be judged by the Almighty.
Amen.
Himself. And for me to say, yeah, but it is judge. I'm not going to judge any person for who and what he is.
Correct.
Because
it's not our job.
It's not our job. Because if God can forgive you million times, who am I not to forgive you? But
yes.
anyway, kijk, klaar geprikt, man. So your music's since around about you've got influences from Kirk Franklin, Bob Marley, Bruno Mars.
Yes.
Do you infuse all of that, or how did it begin?
Yo, that is, I can't actually answer that question. I don't know how it began exactly, but when it started, it was just a mix of everything.
Mm.
I'm definitely infusing a lot of styles. We were talking a bit earlier how even Imagine Dragons is now
it's quite weird.
It's a switch up.
Again, huh?
It's a switch up. Yeah, no. So I think it comes from that desire to learn what makes people people.
Yeah.
Because we all are people at the end of the day. You know, we can't run away from that fact.
It's very important when you look at especially your own life itself. Where do I go? What kind of music am I into? So do you infuse like the little pop rock culture into your sound, into who you are?
Yes, definitely. My siblings and I.
How many siblings are you?
Oh, so we're three in total.
I'm not thinking the Benson 5 is coming around.
No. Maybe the Benson 3. Yeah. They'll hate that I said that.
Okay. So who's the star there?
That's the question, eh? That's the question. But yeah, I think it was definitely. We grew up on this show, Disney show, Camp Rock.
And
one thing you get out of that is that this rock star like mentality, the attitude. It has some power to it. But then that blends with also knowing that, you know, you are a child of God as well. In a way, it's weird.
No. Do you, in your persona itself, when you're out in the public and performing, do you show that, you know, I've got this rock vibe to me, or is it to say, you look, I'm just Jason?
Yes,
and
that you hit the nail there. I'm just Jason. I'm just Jason Benson.
Okay. All right. So you started out in 2003 as well. 2022. You started writing music and producing music. Was it? Did it come to you like I just want to do it, or was it like I sit down with the family saying, you know what?
Loving these questions,
I'm going to get into music. So, but what can help out you?
No. It was a struggle to get there. You know, I wasn't ever academically great when I was younger.
There's a lot of us that say that.
No, but in my case, I became an academic in quotations after high school.
But it happened to me as well. I was like an average student on school, and then year comes Sebastian like a 95.
Yes.
90, like, what the hell happened to me?
I don't know when it happened, but it happened. But obviously, before it happened, there was the conversations, like you said, the sit downs where you have to make sure whatever plan you're doing, you can't waste the hard work that's been invested already. Because my parents did a great job at schooling us, you know, putting us in great education systems. So can't waste that.
So the support from you, especially the parentals, when you said, okay, but I'm going to pursue my music career now. Is it something separate as well? Say, I've got music on the one side and I've got this doing my job on the side.
Yes. I don't think it's very viable these days to just be a musician. You have to be diverse. And lately I've been finding a lot of that through teaching music as well, and also doing a lot of sound engineering gigs, because I ended up studying sound engineering.
Welcome to the club.
So that then gave me an edge in a way. So I'm literally balancing now these three things in my life, because I'm passionate about all three of them.
And the support from the family?
Oh, it's great. It's great. Yeah, I'm here at this interview now through the means of my dad's mingling as well. So,
feels like this is Joe Jackson in the family as well. making sure that the moves is being made.
Yes, of course.
Okay, somebody just sent me some. All right. Okay. So I'm going to get into the song that was sent through to me, and which I received. Rain. Tell me about it.
Rain. It was actually inspired by my dad. But
it seems like daddy is dad is really into the mix of things.
Yeah. Of course, I think he did a brilliant job. You know,
kudos to daddy.
Yes. Yes. No. We are grateful for that, because we know that it's not always the case. So we say thanks for that. But I think it did become revolving more around my family. And then also just now the music, because I've gotten to a stage where I need to just accept things as they are and give the best that I have, you know. And therefore, no matter what's coming, whether it's raining, I'm going to stand there with my arms open in total composure and peace. You know?
Okay, let's get into that song. It's Rain by Jason. And what's that his name?
Michael.
And Daddy Michael. So what was his role behind the song?
Just his example.
Okay. All right. So, okay, for dad, for your dads, for the fathers that is examples to each and every person. Yes, right. Jason Benson. It's 107.7. Wherever it goes, some days are too easy, some days are too hard.
might be a breeze, but what if you're just a rock? Time is moving slowly. I can feel my heart start piercing. Will the clouds keep closing? I can feel the storm coming. I can feel the storm coming, yeah. I can feel the storm coming. I can feel the storm coming, yeah. I can feel the rain, rain, rain. I can feel the storm coming. I can feel the storm coming, yeah. I can feel the storm coming. I can feel the storm coming, yeah. I can feel the rain, rain, rain.
The sound, man, it's got like that kind of a rock vibe to it. I said now it's got indie in it as well. It feels like it. Gospel elements as well, and the voice obviously is all I can. I'm at a rock song, a rock concert. Can I get an encore? Do you want more?
I do.
All right, Jason. No, tell me quickly the build up to, especially through rain and recording the song. How did it start?
So it started last year. This was about in August, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, in the rainy season, obviously.
Yeah. So it was very quick. I actually
how long? If you say quick, how long did it take you to write?
3 months.
It's long. Which, it's very well.
That's exactly. Actually relatively quick, considering all the work that needs to go into it. But it was quick in the sense of the chain of people that got involved. You know, met a gentleman by the name of Ross Reyners a while back, and then he just randomly said, hey, meet this guy Daryl Manuel, who ended up being the producer on here. And then met up with that guy, and then he was like, let's record a song. I came with lyrics, and the rest is history. Yeah, it's, well, future right now.
Okay, and Daddy's Mingling got the song out.
Of course, shout out to that man.
Daddy, come and help me as well, man. I've got some songs here. I've got songs lying here, man. Get me out there as well. Come on. 0824 and 41 007. Let me know if you can, if you're willing to take up another client. Okay, so now after rain, what's happening? Is there more coming?
Is there
album soon?
So I think I don't have enough energy to do an album. I noticed.
You can't say that.
Yeah, at the moment where I am in my life, I'm going to New York soon. You know.
Okay. Well, all right.
So that's.
I do. With all the tariffs.
I need to go to New York. It's calling me at this stage. So,
okay. What are you gonna do in New York?
I'll be in charge of the music department at a summer camp. So have you watched Camp Rock?
Summer lovin', happy you're blessed. Summer lovin', happens so fast. Don't get caught up with that now. No, I've got a couple of friends actually that actually does the summer camps as well.
Mm.
Had a conversation yesterday due to the tariff increases. A friend of mine, actually, not a friend of mine, but somebody needs to be in LA.
Yes.
Tickets is exorbitant.
Oh, I'm going through an agency.
Yeah, but listen to this. And in the return flight, without accommodation, without anything, 30,000 rand. Okay, but I don't know if they're flying.
Well, it's kind of close.
Yeah. I don't know if they're flying business class or economy. Or Vitexi. You know,
Yeah. We won't mention names.
And New York too. Come, 250. I don't know if it's that kind of one. But anyway. All right. So what? Okay, after New York, so you're going to record there as well? Or
I'm strictly there for the summer camp. But you know how these things work. Music grows its own legs.
And obviously you're going to meet some people.
Yes,
and
definitely.
And connections.
Yeah, no, Carnegie Hall is one of my stops as well. I don't know if you know of Carnegie Hall.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to make it find out. Great.
Yeah, Carnegie. Of course. Yeah. Twice.
I've got two t-shirts there. I've been there.
Yeah, nice.
What you telling me? Tell Daryl as I...
I'll let him...
So okay. I know you will get some time to travel as well. So places you want to go see.
So again, like Carnegie Hall is definitely like at the top of the list for me. The Statue of Liberty, you know, is kind of cheesy.
Yeah, very dumb. It's so cheesy. Like, and I want to see the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, I just want to see it, and then I'm chill coming back. I have things to do here as well, So I feel like I am going for a reason, a purpose. Mm. Once I've done my work, then I'm on my way back.
Okay. All right. I want to see that, and I want to keep in touch with us. Let's see what's going.